Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Thursday, December 1st, round one in Las Vegas, Nevada, of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. $27,000 is paid out to win each of the 10 rounds and over $64,000 to the best on 10. Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association World Championships on the line. We'll be following Blackfeet Indian Cowboy from Cut Bank, Montana, Mr. Dustin Bird, along with Navajo team roper Eric Rogers from Arizona and saddle bronc rider from South Dakota, Papa Lakota from the Standing Rock Indian Reservation, Chuck Schmidt, at his third National Finals Rodeo. At the conclusion of the first round, the results went like this. Bareback bronc riding, Minnesota's Tanner Oss was 85 points on Survey Championship Rodeo from Colorado on Rodeo Houston Control Freak to win the round. He won $26,230.77. In the steer wrestling competition, Tyler Wagersbach finished first and second with Clayton Haas with a quick 3.8 second time, winning over $23,000 each in the steer wrestling. In the team ropers headers division, Levi Simpson was a 4.4 second time to win the round. Blackfoot Cowboy Dustin Bird from Montana was 4.6 to win second. Dustin picked up over $20,730. Jeremy Bueller was 4.4 with his partner. In the healing division, Russell Cordova was Dustin Bird's partner, winning second in the round. In the saddle bronc riding, it was Utah's Wright Brothers Saddle Bronc Riding Show. Rider Wright, an 18-year-old cowboy, was 87.5 on Frontier Rodeo's Time's Up. His father, Cody Wright, was second place with 86.5 points. Uncle Jake Wright was 85.5 in third, and Rusty Wright was fifth place with 82.5 points. The Wright brothers taking a lot of cash home to Utah after round one. In the tie-down roping competition, Shane Haunchy of Louisiana was a fast 7.1 second time to win round one of 10. Barrel racing, sanctioned by the Women's Professional Rodeo Association, saw Pamela Capper have the fastest time in the cloverleaf pattern in a time of 13.75. Navajo Eric Rogers and his partner Corey Petska were 10.8 seconds, not winning any money in the round one. In the saddle bronc riding, Chuck Schmidt, one of our Indian Country contingencies, was dismounted early and no score in the saddle bronc riding. In the bull riding, two-time and defending world champion Sage Steel Kimsey from Oklahoma conquered the beast Aftershock of Frontier Rodeo Company out of Texas to a whopping 86.5 point ride to win the bull riding. A very entertaining event to a sold-out house at the Thomas & Mack Arena in the City of Lights, Las Vegas, Nevada. Ladies barrel racer Pamela Capper, the winner tonight.
I have no idea what this night is going to hold for me. I am just going to take it one step at a time and just enjoy it.
Two-time and defending world champion bull rider Sage Kimsey topped another round in Vegas.
Coming in round one this year, I feel a lot more confident in the way I prepared and a lot more confident in my bull riding right now. It's a downhill slope from here, you know, getting that first one under my belt. There's still nine more of the greatest bucking bulls on planet Earth that are going to be in front of me, but, you know, just keep clearing my head, got the first one down, and we're just having fun.
Four-time National Finals Rodeo in the team roping, Eric Rogers, and Blackfoot Indian Cowboy from Montana, Dustin Bird. I think these boys have an opportunity to take home a pile of money.
Not only do they have a chance to win a lot of money, they have a chance to put Native Americans on the map for continuation of acceleration in doing what they're doing. You have to understand that these are people that are winners every day in life, and their support here for these young men, all three of them, is amazing.
Remember those names: Blackfoot, Dustin Bird, Navajo, Eric Rogers, and Hunk Papa Lakota, Chuck Schmidt, in the classic event, bronc riding. Thank you, Bob Pellman.
Thank you, Randy.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.